Photo, professor torched for placing congratulances. Cake at Lindsey Graham's office, fire her immediately. By Amy Furr on July 18, 2026. A comedian and guest lecturer at George Washington University claims she delivered a cake that bore a mocking message to the late Senator Lindsey Graham's RSC office on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., on Tuesday. In a social media post, Elizabeth Booker Houston shared a photo of a cake with Graham's picture on it and the word congratulances. Fox News reported, "I just dropped this cake off at Lindsey Graham's office. Congratulances, darling. Your brother is burning in hell, and now, you're working for the devil." The post read. Breitbart News reviewed Houston's LinkedIn profile, which said she is a political consultant and commentator who is a guest lecturer for George Washington University and an adjunct professor at Indiana University Robert H. McKinney School of Law. She is also listed on the New York Comedy Club's website as a comedian. Graham's office announced the 71-year-old senator died late Saturday from a brief and sudden illness, according to Breitbart News. Following his passing, his sister, Darline Graham Norton, was sworn in as interim United States senator to complete his term, the outlet reported. The late senator's term runs through the end of the 119th Congress on January 3, 2027. "Please raise your right hand," Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, instructed her, as he swore her into office. "Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God?" "I do," Graham Norton responded. Now, Houston is getting pushback regarding her claims about delivering the cake to Graham's office. Congressman William Timmons, RSC, shared screenshots of Houston's post and said, "Just want to make sure my alma mater saw this disturbing tweet from a guest lecturer and that appropriate disciplinary action has been taken." He also tagged George Washington University and added, "Perhaps some mental health counseling as part of her severance." Senator Jim Banks, RN, also weighed in by stating, "You should fire her immediately. At Indiana, UNIV." Additional social media users also criticized Houston. One person writing, "Thank you for confirming who is really the party of hate and ignorance. Antagonizing the bereaved family members of a just deceased person is sadistic behavior that no one should engage in," someone else commented.